Per company, the negotiated outcome was also raised. Much stress was placed on accountability for delivery on commitments. Whoever the responsible actors and whether negotiated or voluntary. Let me turn to the question of the contents of the outcome document. I hear a number of themes repeated. It was stressed that the starting point should be reaffirmation of all the real principles and prior sustainable development commitments. There should be no regression. Duty upon that reaffirmation, the outcome must be forward-looking. It must provide a vision for the future and endorse a concrete set of actions that address the implementation gap. Our vision must be ambitious, yet attainable. Our minimalist ambition at the U.S. is to eradicate poverty. This should be a centerpiece of our efforts to achieve sustainable development. To start with, this will require that stability and inclusive growth be restored to the global economy. At the same time, we must ensure that we entrust to future generations the conditions for leading full, productive, and healthy lives in harmony with nature. To do this, we must tackle the major environmental threats we face, which are becoming more serious day by day. And we must tackle growing social inequities. So, RioPlus 20 must once and for all integrate the three pillars of sustainable development. In practice, progress on only one pillar will not be sustainable without progress on the other two. This is one of the most important lessons we have learned since Rio 1992. Ensure that the RioPlus 20 vision and actions are realized. There are three key requirements that I heard mentioned. First, these must be strongly endorsed at the highest level of government. Second, they must be owned by all stakeholders. And third, actors must have at their disposal the necessary means of implementation. There was broad agreement that a green economy must be inclusive, advance poverty eradication, and be a means to sustainable development. Building green economy is necessary to a sustainable future. Building green economy is necessary to a sustainable future. In addition to national actions, it will require stringent international cooperation, a reinvigorated global partnership for sustainable development. Actions to build green economies should be guided by agreed principles, beginning with the real principles. It is also widely understood that an inclusive green economy must be built in each country according to its own national priorities, characteristics, and capabilities. This calls for flexibility for a menu of policy options and not a straitjacket. Countries will need to share their experiences and lessons learned, and a platform is needed for such sharing. Likewise, capacity building support will be needed for developing countries to develop national green economy strategies and plans to mobilize the necessary resources and to make the necessary investments. Goals, timelines, and milestones are not only helpful, but also essential for measuring progress towards sustainable development. Several have proposed that these be developed in the context of green economy roadmap. Others have proposed them more broadly in the form of sustainable development goals, SDGs. It was stressed that these could be an effective tool for bridging the implementation gap. Given the broad support for SDGs, the outcome document will need to reflect proposals in this regard. Strong support has also been expressed for improved measures of progress towards sustainable development that go beyond the GDP. Different interventions have stressed different priority areas for action, but several recur often. These include oceans, food security, and sustainable agriculture, sustainable energy for all, water access and efficiency, sustainable cities, and green jobs and decent work, and disaster risk reduction and resilience. Other issues mentioned include desertification, land degradation, mountains, forests, biodiversity, and climate change. The particular vulnerabilities and challenges facing the small island developing states, the least developed countries, and Africa in particular, have also featured prominently. Among cross-cutting issues, broad support was expressed for reaching agreement on a 10-year framework of programs to promote sustainable consumption and production. Countries see this as a critical component of an agreement on a green economy for sustainable development at Rio +20. Other cross-cutting issues stressed were gender equality and empowerment, social equity and social protection, education, access to technology and finance, and capacity building. Now, let me turn briefly to the institutional framework for sustainable development. Just that a robust institutional framework is essential for effective implementation of the actions agreed at Rio next June. The guiding principles mentioned were once again the need to stress implementation and to promote integration of the three pillars. These tasks add urgency to the need for coherence at all levels. Coherence to promote integration. Coherence to promote implementation. In this regard, many stressed that reforms to the institutional framework should be considered in a coherent manner. One, strengthen each of the three pillars. Two, strengthen UNEP / elevate it to a specialized agency as the core of the environmental pillar. Three, strengthen the institutional mechanisms that promote balance and integration among the three pillars. I sense that there is growing interest in considering a proposal for creating a Sustainable Development Council to replace the CSD, building upon and strengthening existing institutions, including the ECOSOC and the General Assembly. it was stressed by many that the institutions of economic and financial governance must also be included for improving governance for sustainable development. Reform must also include clearly defined mechanisms and processes to follow up the decisions made in Rio. We heard substantial interventions from major groups. I'm happy that they are participating as never before. RioPath 2020 has to be a conference for all. The Bureau and the co-chairs have expressed their readiness to see how to make the involvement of major groups more effective and meaningful. We all know that while governments must take responsibilities for delivering on commitments they make at RioPath 20, other stakeholders must be meaningfully engaged in shaping and implementing that outcome. If I were to try to distill the rich interventions of the past 2 days in a single clear message, it will be one which was stated by one of the member states. The outcome should be strong in will and strong in action. Only in this way will RioPath 20 be a historical and groundbreaking conference. We now look forward to the zero draft, which will be tabled by the co-chairs in consultation with the Bureau. And I thank you very much. My text will be available at table somewhere. Already distributed, I think. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, there you have it, colleagues, His Master's voice. Some of you were witty enough to note that his light was blinking. In fact, one of you texted me to tell him his time is up, but we shan't do that, shall we? However, I will spare you having to read my text and see my light blinking when I insist that yours do not. So I'll just simply ask the secretary to upload my statement and spare you the agony of seeing me squirm while the light is blinking. However, let me just simply say that this has been a learning experience for my co-chair and I. The Bureau has heard you and will take to heart the points that you have raised. Let me quickly emphasize, because I know there are some smart Alex out there, it says zero draft, but it doesn't mean a document with no pages whatsoever. So please don't take that literally. I know some numbers have been thrown around, but zero draft doesn't mean a document with no pages whatsoever. There will be pages. So I just wanted to assure you of that. We will begin work immediately, and we hope to stick to our deadlines, which is sometime in mid-January. For those of you who have journeyed far and wide, I bid you a fond farewell and a safe journey back. Before I conclude, let me just briefly acknowledge the fact that this is the last meeting for our distinguished secretary, even though my personal view is she's far too young to do so. She has decided the time has come to retire from the UN, and who would blame her after so many speeches, but you know, including from me as well. Ms. Plenner has been, well, certainly involved in processes in which I have had the distinction pleasure of chairing, and I've worked with her over the years. She is the consummate professional, and I, for one, think it will be quite a considerable loss to the UN when she does retire on December 31st. She did joke that a deciding factor had to do with a certain bikini size, but let me not go there. Ms. Penner-Joseph, any parting words?
Well, I'm very touched and honored that you did let everybody know about this. I was trying to keep it a secret, but... And I would dearly love to go to Rio, but what I had said was actually if I can't fit into the bathing suit that I fit into 20 years ago when I had the privilege of working for the first Rio conference, then I really didn't want to show myself on the beaches of Rio again. But I know they make nice... As I look out on at this lovely sea of people I've known for so many years, some for 20 years, some more recently, it's really been a tremendous pleasure and an honor. I sincerely hope that this process, which is near and dear to all of us, does have a successful conclusion. I have no doubt that it will. I and my colleagues have done our best to help you, and I'm retiring to a lovely remote island off the coast of North Carolina that's actually very environmentally conscious. And I hope to send you emails about this. There's a research center being developed about barrier islands. It also is a place where turtles, sea turtles come to nest, and there's a turtle center that monitors the eggs that hatch. And so I'm actually continuing with the spirit of Rio Plus 20, but in a more private way. I'm getting a bit emotional, so I'll just leave it there. Thank you all very much.
Thank you very much. One housekeeping matter. Please send your statements, comments, ideas, including those thanking the chairs for being good chairs, to uncsd2012@un.org. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. The meeting is ended.